Aidan, thanks very much for taking the time to join us this morning.
No worries, all. No worries. How are you?
Good, thank you. Well, look, I've seen the videos online. Yeah. I mean, entire streets have shops boarded up in preparation for the next few days. It's, you know, a terrifying image. Is it a stretch to think that there'll be this much violence this year?
No, it certainly isn't a stretch. We only have to look at what happened in June, July. I mean, we've seen tensions, of course, between the left and the right, as you allude to, polarizing, opening up. I would argue over the last 10 years, but even more so in the Trump age, post-2016 age, where we can all see global populism is on the rise, it's on the march, particularly rightist populism. And really, I think the United States remains the significant hotbed of that. And as you allude to, we're seeing many businesses, particularly given what happened in June, July, and so forth, and even recently in Portland, not that long ago, really bordering up their businesses as a means to, probably as a deterrent, but also as a means to, just in case anything does unravel, they'll have some semblance of protection.
And you mentioned global populism, but, you know, what has heightened tensions between the left and the right to this degree? This is quite extreme.
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, I can go into a lot of detail, but I mean, obviously, I think there's a couple of trigger points. I think the global financial crisis in 2008, really the falling out of that. I don't think people realise that I don't think we've ever really recovered from that. I think that polarised, opened up the gap between, of course, the have and the have-nots. There's obviously clearly different views in how, particularly in the US context, of how the United States should be bouncing back, or should have bounced back. And, of course, then you have Trump coming to the fore and, of course, offering something to, of course, that middle corridor in the United States that felt disenfranchised.
Mm.
But really, I think those gaps between whether it be the coastal elites or the interior have widened. And, of course, with that, of course, it's come extreme elements that, of course, are tucked into those various levels or various sides of the equation.
Now, we're not going to get results immediately. And,
sure.
I mean, this is something that people are predicting is going to maybe even make it a bit worse because people are going to start getting frustrated and stressed. But what are we most likely to see in the next few days, depending on which way it turns?
It depends on what happens. I mean, I think that there's going to be some sort of, social discord. There's going to be some potential violence based on a whole range of things. I think Biden's going to win. I think he's going to get in excess of 300 electoral college votes. I know everyone's kind of looking at the sensational notion of Trump, you know, obviously blocking vote counting and so forth. I think Biden wins. But that said, I think Trump supporters and, of course, those far-right elements, which, of course, many of the far-right element in the United States are proponents of Trump, I think that they will, the militia and so forth and the Proud Boys and those type of groups, will probably take things into their own hand. Now, the extent to which they do, I'm not sure. It could be a one-off city or a couple of cities. But as we know from looking at June, July, once a city gets rolling in terms of this sort of action, I mean, then it sort of triggers a response in other particular cities, which is what I'm concerned about.
Mm.
But at the same time, too, if Trump plays funny games and it's a tight election and he tries to, of course, you know, mitigate the counting of votes and so forth or send in his legal guys, particularly if we get to Pennsylvania, well, then that will also bring other elements onto the street, maybe on the left or just concerned citizens. But the extent to which we'll get violent, again, it's hard to measure, but I think that there'll be some actions over the next few days.
Yeah, definitely. I think there'll be, at the very least, civil unrest.
Definitely.
You know, as you did mention, tensions have been rising for quite a while now. Do you think going forward this is a new norm for America? We're going to see this in, you know, in 4 years' time?
Look, I mean, I don't like to say it's a new norm, but let's face it. I mean, this is obviously a breaking down of all sorts of elements of global capitalism as a whole, broader society. I mean, obviously, the exacerbated by a whole range of things in terms of the economy, in terms of social media. I mean, there's so many intensifying factors. And so I think that it wouldn't surprise me if we do see these continual sort of shifts into this sort of violence. It's not a great time. Of course, 2020 is a marked, a significant juncture, and maybe I hope it's a one-off, but I think that you will always see elements of this down the track.
It's concerning, isn't it? Oh, well, Aidan, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to join us this morning.
Of course, anytime.